One key reason that universities hire counselors and psychologists is to keep students in school. University officials say it takes extra time and tax dollars to replace those who drop out. Getting students to ask for one-on-one help, though, isn't easy. Those with problems sometimes feel ashamed of the situation they're in and may feel stupid or shy asking for help. Using a computer to search the internet for information may be one discreet way to find basic information in the middle of the night on, for example, an unplanned pregnancy, a drinking problem, a broken relationship, or eating disorder. An article on homesickness prompted one UW-Eau Claire student to see this counselor before dropping out.
That student was ready to run, but they happened to go to the website and, with the help of a resident assistant, found the homesickness piece, did come down.
Dick Boyum is the counseling psychologist who developed UW-Eau Claire's website. It has 184 short self-help articles, posters, pictures, and music. The site was featured in a recent article of the Chronicle of Higher Education. This increasing use of website counseling is of great concern to Boyum's colleague, clinical psychologist Catherine Schneider, who voiced her concerns in the article. She says offering generic pamphlets online is not a problem as long as one-on-one counseling is always available.
Those human contacts are what keeps the student here. I don't think even a very good 10 points to consider on homesickness is what keeps a student here. It's the human beings.
That's why Boyum says at the bottom of each article is a note that the information is for educational purposes only.
This is not meant to be seen as any particular type of therapy.
New York counseling psychologist Jerry Feist agrees. He developed the first ever online help site at Cornell University in 1986.
We found that there were students who were asking the same questions over and over and over again, and for each of them it was a unique new question, like, gee, in terms of my sexual orientation, everybody tells me I should be one way, but I'm not sure I am that way, or I've been very popular all my life, and now here I am at this large university, and I don't know anybody, and I don't know how to make friends. And I feel lost and alone.
But Feist says his university went further than UW-Eau Claire by adding the Ask Uncle Ezra section as an interactive website. That site proved early on how complicated mental health issues can be.
One of the first letters to Dear Uncle Ezra was, Dear Uncle Ezra, where's that bridge everybody's talking about? I'm thinking of jumping. That was sort of our worst fear, and then it happened within the first few weeks. I gave that student some advice and some counsel. I said, well, you can commit suicide almost any time, but there are a lot of other things you might try first.
Jerry Feist says this is the uncharted environment some college counseling centers are worried about. He says it's not known if the student would have sought the help he got without the website. But Feist says it's worth taking some risks to find students in trouble. The answers to Ask Uncle Ezra are available to anyone who goes to the Cornell website. By contrast, UW-Eau Claire's website does not answer questions online, and that's just fine with counselor Catherine Schneider, who worries about online sites that try to offer specific advice.
We give general advice, and it's the buyer beware, make your own conclusions about whether this fits for you. But when you get into providing particular advice for a particular person, some of my concerns are, we don't know everything about that particular person. We don't know, for example, whether they have a drug and alcohol problem that they're not talking about. We don't know if they are the person they pretend to be.
And that's why Schneider prefers face-to-face counseling. The liability issue may be why some universities are slow to develop online counseling websites. For those that have sites, there are options to develop as much original material as possible, but then link to information on other sites. UW-Eau Claire has a link to Columbia University's Go Ask Alice column. It answers questions like Uncle Ezra. However, all three psychologists agree that use of links to off-campus websites can be a problem if there's no convenient link to a local counselor. Consequently, Cornell's Jerry Feist says there'll be a growing demand for universities to develop their own counseling websites.
The reality is, once you start one of these counseling services, then students out there find out that you are available and you don't have horns and you can be helpful, and suddenly they start coming in, so that if you thought you were busy before, you become even busier.
In fact, the counseling website at UW-Eau Claire had 30,000 viewers in November, triple the number of a year ago. and many who looked at articles forwarded them to someone else using the send to a friend option. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.